I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest today is Sergeant Jake Engel from the Missouri Highway Patrol. This is the time of year a lot of people are out traveling, the fall season, and we may be moving into areas that have a lot of Amish in the community. So we're seeing horse-drawn buggies. Is there anything that we need to be thinking about when we're around those vehicles?
Yeah, you know, up here in Northwest Missouri, you know, there's getting to be, you know, to the Jamesport area, we've always had an Amish community there. But, they're getting a little bit more widespread across Northwest Missouri. You know, there seems to be little communities popping up in different places. You know, I know near Hamilton, there's a little community up near Hamilton now, and I think over by Stanberry, you know, and so they're spread across Northwest Missouri. So we're seeing a lot more horse-drawn vehicles in the area. And it's just, you know, they travel at a slower speed. And sometimes, especially at dawn and dusk, they're typically black. Most of them I see are a black buggy carriage. Obviously, the horse is pulling them. Typically, you know, they're a darker color, so they can be hard to see. And so people need to give them plenty of room. Exercise a lot of caution, especially, like you said, this time of year in the fall, you know, they seem to be – they're traveling a lot too because they're harvesting. They're doing different things, helping their neighbors and things like that. So we see a lot of them out on the road. Just give them a lot of room because they are traveling slow. And I know, you know, historically here in Northwest Missouri, it doesn't happen a lot. But, boy, when it does happen, when a vehicle strikes one of those buggies, it's not good. You know, there are usually some severe injuries in those and even fatalities. So it's just one of those things with more of them in the area and on the road, we've really got to be vigilant and really be watching for them.
If you're not sure that there's horses around, one good sign is you'll see those obvious deposits on the road.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, you'll see they leave some gifts behind, you know, as they travel up and down the roadway. And that is a good sign, you know. And MoDOT's doing a great job of getting a lot more signage out there about horse-drawn vehicles, you know, with the yellow signs, the warning signs. You know, heed those signs. If you're seeing those and you're not from the area, or you're not familiar with the area, you know, you're in an Amish area. I mean, they put those signs up because there's a fair amount of traffic going up and down, you know, horse-drawn buggy traffic going up and down the roadway. And we just need to give them a lot of room. And you know, they're great too. They all of them I see do a great job. They stay as far right as they can. Most of them have slow-moving triangles on the back. You'll even see some with some illuminated, red tail lights running off a battery, things like that on the back. So, and if they're traveling at night, you know, that's required. They have to have that slow-moving emblem, and they have to have lighted lamps on the back of that buggy. So, but they can still be hard to see. You know, you crest a hill going 55 miles per hour, and there's a buggy in front of you. You know, we've just got to be vigilant and really watch for them. We really do.
And you also need to take caution when you are passing around those, too, because a lot of the areas are hilly, so we're in no passing zones. We still need to follow that rule.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we don't want to be avoiding, you know, avoiding a buggy, passing a buggy, moving out, and then, you know, have a collision with another vehicle. And that's happened as well. So, we've got to be vigilant, really vigilant. Give them a lot of room, but also just take that, you know, caution. I know everybody's in a hurry, it seems like, but just take that few extra seconds and wait for a safe place to pull around them, a safe place to go around them. And like I said, they do a great job. And remember, too, most of their animals that pull those vehicles are well-trained. I mean, they've been around, but, you know, you're dealing with an unpredictable animal, too. So, you know, when you pass that animal or maybe you're meeting them at an intersection or anything like that, you know, give them plenty of room so they can operate those horse-drawn vehicles.
That is Sergeant Jake Engel with the Missouri Highway Patrol, and this is Cop Talk.